God damn it. Snakes. Snakes and bananas. Snakes and bananas. That's all I can think about right now is because, you know.
Have a sex toy. We'll try it. Have a fetish. We'll try it. We masturbate and copulate to recreate and educate. We are the Trisexuals.
Hello, Sexplorers, and welcome to the first episode of Trisexuals Afterglow. The idea with these little segments is we're going to, with either Lily, me, or Kit have experienced something cool, we're going to, as quickly as we can, record a podcast to capture a lot of the feelings and emotions and what we may have experienced from something neat. In this case, Lily and I actually attended a new dungeon local here to Denver called the Mile High Dungeon. We were asked to attend. It was an invite-only event, and it was a lot of fun. So let's talk about it.
So as Max said, we got invited by Damina L, who is a pro dom, and she is amazing. Every time I've seen her, she's always in this amazing full body latex suit.
Yeah, she's definitely a fan of latex, and she also has seemingly endless amounts of energy. We originally ran into her with some of the table events that we were doing a few weeks ago. She had come across her table and invited us to come to her new dungeon, and boy am I glad we did. So it was actually kind of neat because it's not too far from us. It's in the industrial areas. A lot of these dungeons tend to be. And I have to say, so when we first arrived there, so we had the address, you know, you're always, when you get these things, you get an address and it's to like some,
industrial park.
So it's a little bit weird. You're like, you're not sure. Am I in the right spot? And then we, you know, pulled in this parking lot. We saw like a bunch of other cars there with people waiting in them. And we're like, oh man, so this is probably it. Not entirely sure, but probably it. You know, Lily and I, of course, you know, we've done these new sort of experiences so many times, but still it doesn't matter. God. We're still like nervous and we're like checking out the, you know, trying not to stare, but like looking out the windows like, okay, so is that the entrance and when do people go in and like, how does this whole thing work?
And I'm always afraid, always afraid that I've either overdressed, underdressed, or not wearing the right clothes or anything.
Just not wearing the right thing.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, your outfit went over very well. They did say that, you know, pretty much any form of outfit is welcome, but they especially said that, like, cosplay or, you know, dressing up like that was neat. And Lily has this magnificent airship captainess uniform, which was just really awesome. And what's great about that outfit is that, you know, we oftentimes wear it to like other outings that aren't sex based, like going to maker fairs and that sort of thing. But anyway, so eventually we saw some people start to conglomerate and then end up going in the store. Like, well, that's probably where we're gonna go. We're either gonna end up at the party or like some other secret party that people aren't supposed to know about in this industrial park. So we go in there and we sign in the whole deal. Now, already I can tell that this is different from a lot of the dungeons that Lily and I have been to. And it's probably partially because this is a new dungeon, but they're very much, it's not like overly strict. It's not like they get in your face about like, this is what you need to do to be proper and all this sort of stuff. It's a little
now, there are rules, of course. There are definitely rules.
Absolutely rules. But it wasn't like, you know, all cloak and dagger and like we need to make sure that you're like the right people for this. They're just kind of open and accepting. Mm-hmm. And I think that works to their advantage. And again, it's probably also because they're a newer space. And as time goes on, there's, you know, they might have to tighten those up a little bit. But for right now, I really appreciate that because personally, my experiences with dungeons is I show up to these things and, you know, they start laying all these rules on you, like you've already done something wrong, and I just start getting nervous. Like I'm prone to anxiety in the first place. So as soon as you start off with like all these things, like it puts me in like the wrong headspace, so to speak. But in this case, there wasn't any of that. It was actually a little bit more like when we've been to lifestyle / swinging parties where they're like kind of just trust you to be your own adult.
Yeah, they treat you like you are a consenting adult.
Yeah, exactly. So, when we got a little tour of the space before a lot of play started. And what I really liked about it, so it is a smaller space, but they have kind of things divided out in rooms, which I actually really like. They had, like, we first came into, like, the blue room, and it had, you know, racks set up and a St. Andrew's cross and different stuff in there. And then you'd go to the red room
and it was like all, like, it was all red theme, where basically it was all about, like, taking care, like, massage. Yeah, there's, like, aftercare
and that sort of stuff. And then there's, like, a sissy room, which I guess there's a bunch of people that choose to partake in sissification, which is something I actually don't know a lot about. All I know is that it tends to be males, or people that identify as males, that end up dressing up as females and acting as a female for just the evening, which is an interesting thing. So the sissy room had like all sorts of wigs, and I guess ordinarily there's a bunch of dresses and stuff in there for them to put on. They'd move that stuff out for the purposes of this party and made it like the food room, which we definitely partook in.
Oh my goodness.
Then they have like a medical room. And Damina L apparently is a collector of like old medical stuff. So there was like this old school gynecology table and this old defibrillator and like, you know, really kind of like creepy but really cool stuff. It's in very good shape, but you know, it's all available for play. So like, if you're into the medical stuff, they had straight jackets.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. The straight jackets were in there. They had all sorts of stuff. And like, one of the things that I found amazing about this space is it actually gave Max and I really good ideas to how to put our sex toys and bondage gear away. Is they had these...
They're cabinets. They're like wooden cabinets with glass on the front, which we have something like that for our sex toys, right? But it just has shelves in it. But this idea is so painfully obvious. It just didn't occur to us. Like, take out all the shelves, forget the shelves, put pegboard in the back, and then you can, like...
the little hooks and everything.
You put in the little hooks, and you can lay stuff out and put all your sex toys. So we might be actually converting our thing to do that, because that was really handy and really cool.
And there were things in there that we actually had to get a couple of our pro-dom friends over to be like, okay, what is this thing?
Yeah.
You know, like, one is like a ball crusher, another one is...
This one thing, I swear to God, looked like the Jaws of Life. It was like a smaller version of the Jaws of Life, the thing that they used to peel open cars, and I've they told me that that's used on people's balls, and I'm like...
Yeah, it's for castration.
No, thank you. No, thank you. That is well beyond regular play.
They said it's for castration, but they don't actually use it. It's just for show.
Oh, well.
Yeah, they don't actually use
certainly,
it.
It certainly put me in a certain headspace. So after that room, there's like the main dungeon play space. They had a DJ there, which is pretty cool. They had like a bunch of cool devices out there, more St. Andrew's crosses, and a couple things that I had never gotten a chance to see before, which is this vacuum tower. So,
oh my God, that thing is crazy.
So if you guys aren't familiar with this, it's like they'll make a cube. In this case, it was a tower, so it was tall. You can stand up in it. But sometimes it'll be a cube, and you have to kind of like be hunched over or sitting, that sort of thing. And it's covered on all six sides. I almost said four sides, but of course the cube has six sides, with latex. And you sit in the middle of it, and then they hook up a vacuum to it to suck out all the air, and it kind of like... Just like your, you know, food saver, food that's about to go in the freezer or something like that. Now, they'll give you, like, if your head's in there, they'll give you, like, a gas mask or a tube that goes to your mouth so you can breathe out the whole thing. And Damina L has a lot of experience with this. So, you know, she tells you, like, what to do if, you know, if something
like
feels off,
what
to expect and that whole thing.
Yeah.
We wanted to try it. We weren't quite brave enough to make that step just yet. Lily's a little claustrophobic, so...
I know, and that's something that I actually am curious if it would help my fear of claustrophobia.
It probably would. As with a lot of things, like when we were talking to Tim from Kink and the Cure, you know, ways of dealing with trauma, this could potentially help. You know, it is not necessarily the cure, but can it be part of the cure? Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's exposure therapy in a way. But we weren't ready for such things last night. Anyway, so we had a good time at this party. And for the most part, we just kind of watched throughout the first part of the evening. You know, whenever you're going to a new space, you kind of want to feel it out, see what sort of things people do. And plus, it's just fun to watch. So there's a lot of sexy stuff going on. And eventually, Lily decided... Well, so I was kind of thinking that Lily might want to see with me at some point out the night. And the usual assumption, not that it always is this way, the usual assumption is that Lily wants to be dominated by me. So, like, you know, get put up on a cross or something, and maybe I'll flog her and cane her a little bit, stuff like that. But in this particular case, Lily...
I wanted to beat the fucking ass out of him.
The ass out of him.
No, I wanted to beat the... I don't know why. I just wanted to beat you.
So I had no complaints about this. So, you know, we ended up finding a place where you could hang me up with the cuffs.
The best part about this is the spot that we, you know, we used... Max actually had to hook himself up because it was too tall for me to actually clip
him on. It was like a single metal pole that was really tall, and, you know, I had to put my hands above my head to do it. And I don't know if I've mentioned my height on the podcast before, but I'm 6'3". So I'm pretty tall. And Lily is...
5 foot.
5 foot, even. so she couldn't reach my hands up to there. So I had to actually, like, hook myself onto, which is fine, because by the... end of that scene, I was so, like,
so
out of it. I couldn't even unhook myself that easily.
So let me explain a little bit of the scene. So basically...
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. So part of it is Max, he hates working out, okay? He hates the word working out so bad.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a layabout. In fact, I get a ton of steps. I'm fairly athletic, but I just... the idea of working out, like, just like I'm going to go do something for the sake of working out, is like so aggressively against my will. Like, I can't even help it. I've tried it before, but it, like, I literally get the feeling I want to throw up if I'm like, oh, let me just run on this treadmill. Now, that doesn't mean that I won't do stupid things like, oh, Lily's gone for the day. I'm going to run 9 miles up to the lake and run 9 miles back just true because story. I want to do that. But I don't. If I call it exercise, it ruins the whole thing for
exactly.
me.
Exactly. So what ended up happening is we went bike riding twice yesterday. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, working out. This is awesome. He's like, don't call it a workout.
Don't call it a workout. You ruin it. Don't call it
exercising. So I'm like, I'm going to incorporate this into the scene.
I had no idea.
Because I had to put up with 10 minutes of him, like, going on about this whole thing. So I'm like, I'm totally incorporating this. So I basically had him say things like, you know, biking is a workout. I like working out. I like exercise. Things like that.
You guys don't realize how hard it was for me to say things like, I like exercise.
Without laughing.
Well, laughing is just how I cope with pain and feeling like I'm about to get the shit beat out of me. So, but so that was a good time, and it was nice that, you know, being their first time at this dungeon, we felt like comfortable enough that we could play and have a scene, and that was a lot of fun. A very welcoming environment. Definitely, if you ever get a chance, check out Mile High Dungeon. So, after our scene, Lily and I were pretty tired. These things tend to be really late. I think at that point, it was like midnight or something like that. We were ready to go home, even though that's really early by standards of these play parties, right? Because this one, in particular, was going to go at least until 2 a.m., but we heard rumors that it was going to continue on until, like, the sun came up or something like that. Lily and I, man, we can't do that anymore. We're too old.
We're totally not that old.
I don't care how old I am. I'm too old for that shit. I like my sleep. Anyway, we were, like, packing up, getting ready to head out. We made sure that we wanted to say goodbye to Dom L and let her know that, Damina L, and made sure that she knew we had a good time and that we wanted to come back and the whole thing. And I mentioned in passing, because I know that one of the things that she likes to do is put people inside of latex balloons, like bubbles. We'll get back to that in a minute. So I had said, hey, you know, at some point, maybe next time you could throw us in a bubble. She's like, well, why don't we do it tonight? This is what I like about Damina L, right? She's because, like, awesome. It's just very easy to, in normal, you know, course of conversation, like, yeah, let's get together sometime, blah, 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 whatever. But she's like, no, why don't we do that, like, right now? Like, just give me a minute, let's go do it. I'm like, well, you know what? I got no excuse.
Let's do it!
I understand I'm tired, but, like, I've wanted to try this bubble thing, so I put all of our stuff in the car and then came back in. She grabbed these balloons. I'm not sure where she finds these things.
And there was three colors. There was pink, red, and clear, and I think we used the clear one.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't want the pink one, but the clear one's kind of fun so people can see on the outside. So,
yeah.
This whole process, because
you're
probably confused, like, balloons, bubbles, like, what's going on here? So the way that works is, firstly, we had to completely disrobe. This isn't just for fun effect, though it is fun.
Wow, the chameleons have to be naked.
Oh, darn.
Darn it.
Which was actually a fun moment in itself, because we were kind of like, even when we were dressed up and like sitting around, we were kind of like looking a little awkward since it was a new place that we were at, just kind of like sitting in the corner. As soon as Lily and I got naked, like we were told that we need to get naked for this thing, we're like out dancing in front of everyone and
we're
people
just
are
ourselves.
Like clapping. It's like we feel so much like more at ease when we're naked. It's crazy. But anyway, so she was getting things prepared, and the way that works is these balloons start off as like, I mean, gosh, they're about the size of, I'd say, a Frisbee, right? Like
it's, they're bigger than a Frisbee.
A little bigger than a Frisbee is what the size it starts out at before you put any
air. It looks like a really big whoopee cushion.
Yeah, it does. That's a good point. It does look like a big whoopee cushion. That's exactly what I'd say, but it's a different kind of rubber, right? It's latex.
Yeah.
And so it's a little more stretchy, like a regular balloon. So she works the hole a little bit because it's kind of tight. The hole itself starts at about the size of a grapefruit, I'd say, like in roundness.
And she calls it the nipple.
She does call it the nipple?
Yep.
Well, anyway, so they have like not a leaf blower. Well, maybe it is a leaf blower. It's like a little handheld kind of leaf blower thing with a small nozzle on it that they use to blow it up. Now, the tricky part is especially getting the first person in this balloon, because it's a whole process, right? So Lily tried it at first.
Times.
Well, and that's the thing. It's not that you didn't do well. It's just that she said, like, you're not going to get it on the first time, because part of it is stretching out that nipple a little bit so you can get in there easier. So what she does is she'll, like, put the thing in there, blow it up to, you know, I don't know, it's going to be hard to come up with sizes for these things. I'd say it was, like, 3 foot across, 2-3 foot across,
yeah,
something like that.
2 to 3, yeah.
And she'll hand over the nipple to you. You're holding it closed, right? If you imagine it like an actual balloon, just bigger, the part where the air goes in and out. So she hands it over to you, and you keep it closed to keep the air in. And then she says, okay, now what you're going to do is, as quickly as you can, open up this hole, like just pull it open with your hands and try to get your head in your arms.
One arm in, and then the other arm.
You know, whatever you can, get it around to your chest, because once the nipple gets around to your chest, it's going to be tight along there and it'll hold the air in just fine. But the whole process of getting your actual head and hands in is like the most difficult part. And meanwhile, air is blowing out of the balloon in this hole that you're trying to go into. So Lily took a couple stabs at it. She got close. Didn't quite get it.
I wasn't as strong as Max.
It's not about strength. Well, I don't think it was about strength at all. I think you loosened it up for me.
Okay.
And I think that I just went quick. Maybe I'm more used to going into tight holes. I don't know.
That could be.
Lily gave a few tries, and I'm like, let me give it a try. I think I got it on my second try, either first or second try. It was pretty good. And so I just got it around in my chest. And so long as it was there, they're able to, like, sneak the little leaf blower thing in there and blow it up more, so they put more air into it. And then, you know, I kind of just pull it down over me a bit, like, close. And she's working really hard this whole time, right? Like, she's pulling the latex down, trying to get it. And so then you have to kind of get down on the ground and tuck and roll to get your feet and everything else. And you end up landing on the ground, and boom, you're inside of a bubble. And, you know, she'll fill up some more air in it. So, you'd think maybe we'd stop at one person. No.
Now it's my turn to get in.
Now it's Lily's turn to get in, which worked much the same way, only she had to be down on her hands and knees to try to sneak in.
And can I tell you, trying to get the latex over the boobies?
Yeah, that's an additional tough part.
That was kind of hard. Like, I can imagine, like, guys, like, with big cocks and stuff and balls, that would be hard. But boobs are just,
I can't even imagine
there,
what
man.
It's like to be a guy with a big cock, because I just have my tiny one.
That's not what I meant.
Ow.
Jerk. So yeah, getting my boobies in, that was fun.
And then as she's coming in, it looks like somebody's being born like into my little bubble universe here. You know, I see this head and chest popping through this hole in the wall, and it's a little bit opaque. Like, I can kind of see what's going on outside, but not entirely. But anyway, I'd like hold on to Lily's front, and then Domina would like pull the rest of the latex over her feet, and then so boom, we're both inside. And then they would do this thing to refresh the air in there, because you don't want it to build up with carbon dioxide like Apollo 13 or something like that.
Yeah.
So they will let like the air out, and it like the balloon just like comes and tightens it all in on you, right? Both of you. And then they put new air in, so it's all fresh air in there that you can breathe. So you think maybe we'd stop at two.
But then she does this. She's like, hey, we have a third person that wants to be in. Are you guys okay with that? We're like,
all
sure.
Right.
Bring him
in. we didn't even know who it was, and all we could see is this figure outside of the bubble, like, getting undressed. And one of the things that they had done is actually put a light on the backside of the balloon. So people, this had actually drawn a bit of a crowd. So there's people like sitting all around watching this. And with the light on the backside, you could actually see our silhouettes, I guess, on the projected on the front part of the bubble. So they could kind of like see what Lily and I were up to, but we couldn't see very much of what was going on. We may have been having a little more than, you know, casual vanilla fun inside the bubble for a bit, which was getting some cheers. Anyway, we decide to let another person in. And it worked much the same way. At this point, it gets a little bit easier because the hole's a little bit more stretched out. Now you have Lily and I both holding this guy as he's coming in, and Dominique can like pull the latex over the rest of his feet and that sort of thing.
And so we were having fun just, you know, dancing in this bubble. Mind you, we're all sitting like cross-legged and enjoying. And then to like, and the guy was like, oh, let my partner in. So his partner came in, and
we went through the whole process.
Now we have four people.
Four people. Now you think maybe we should stop at that? No, we didn't. We brought a fifth person into the bubble. And then actually that fifth person was like, wow, it's really hot in here. I'm going to pop out,
yeah,
which is another process.
It was basically like a sauna. It was so hot, but it felt amazing. And it was like, it was almost like euphoria. It was so good. I can't even explain it.
It may have been the oxygen deprivation. I don't know.
I don't know. But it was like, and so...
Well, it was just really kind of a cool experience because here you are in like this party. There's like music and stuff going on. And you're just contained in this little bubble. And of course, we're introducing ourselves to people as they come in and going.
We're like, having great conversation. And then what's great is it's getting hot. So Damina Al puts, you know, puts the leaf blower in to get more air in there. And feels
cools
great.
It down, yes.
And then she's like, do you guys want water? And we're like, and she's like, to be splashed on you or to drink? We're like, both.
We want both. And so first thing that happens is from this little hole that's in the side of our little bubble universe, you see a hand pop in with a bottle of water. It's just like, here, take this. And, you know, we grab that. It's kind of funny that things can pass in and out of this bubble at will. I mean, not at will. It still takes a lot of work. But and then she gets like cups of cold water, and she'll, you know, bring her hand in there and just splash all over us.
Oh my god! Like, it's like a shock.
It's a shock at first because it's so cold, and we're like in basically this sauna of human heat. But then it feels good, especially when she would do the water and then do the leaf blower after that, because we were just freshly wet.
Oh, I almost forgot. Like when we had the five people in the original five, and we were off to kind of like the edge of the mat. We all had to stand.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
So would think that it would, you think, you know, when you're in a bubble, oh, I'm sitting, now I have to stand. But at the same time, you have to be careful you can't, you have to be careful of your toenails and fingernails because you don't want to pop this because it is technically a balloon.
Yeah, it's a balloon and you can pop it. And yeah, it happened a few times that, you know, various numbers of people in there that we had to like reposition where the bubble was just because of the way people came in. It might put it off to the edge of the mat or something like that.
So we all had to stand up one by one.
Yeah, all five of us in this particular case. So she's like, try to get on your tippy toes. Now I'm 6'3", so I'm just like hunched over in here completely.
I stood up.
Wait, were you standing up without having to?
I just bowed my head. Yeah, I stood up.
Oh my god. Well, anyway, so she'd be like, 3, 2, 1, jump.
And we all jump together.
And so up in the air, she moves the bubble like a few inches or maybe even less towards where it needs to go. 3, 2, 1, jump. 3, 2, 1, jump. This whole thing, like, obviously she's done this many times and knows all the tricks and secrets to it. It's just really cool. I love that this exists. And she kept, like, checking in on us and being like, how are my little bubble babies doing in here? And that was neat. And then other people from the party were coming along and, like, rumming their butts up on the bubble and giving us some nice
views. Oh, that one
girl,
she, like, laid on top of it.
Oh, that scared the crap out of me. She just decided to do, like, a little chest dive onto the bubble. And I thought she was just going to land on us. But, of course, she just bounces off. And we're like, whoa!
It was probably the most amazing thing. I would totally do that again.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, you know, it was time to get out of the bubble. We'd been in there a long time. It was time to get out. And the idea of getting...
Maybe an hour or two.
Yeah, I think probably about an hour, hour and a half. So the idea of getting out of the bubble is much the same as getting in, except for it's like getting born again. It is crazy and amazing. And here you are, you're already like, you're slippery, which is easier to get out, and the hole's already big. So you're
covered with sweat.
You're basically out, and you do a tumble to get out all the way.
I think it's much easier to get out. I think it's probably partially because the pressure is helping to, like, push you out that way.
Yeah, the air, you're going with the air instead of going against.
And they hand you a towel and water, and then we dance a little bit outside, and that was our night. It was kind of odd, but awesome.
We do crazy things. I love it.
Well, yeah, so there you go. That was our trip to the Mile High Dungeon. Thank you, Damina L., for having us as guests at your dungeon. We'd love to go back there and check out some more fun things. I'd like to try the vacuum tower, I think, once yes. I work up a little bit more confidence.
Well, she does have a vacuum tower, she said, but she also has a cube, and I think she said she had a bed somewhere, too,
yeah,
to
try that. I think there's one she has where your head can be outside of it, which I... It might be nice to start with.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so that's that. And I think that at some point we're going to try to get Damina L. on the show to talk mm-hmm. about what she does. Like we said, she's a pro dom. She also helps run the Mile High Dungeon. And I think she's got a lot of interesting things she could talk to us about.
Oh, yeah, so. She has so many things. And I got to listen to a little bit about how she got started in being a pro dom. So I'll leave that for the podcast.
Save that for the podcast.
But it is amazing.
All right, well, thank you, guys. Have a happy and sexy week.
Have a great week, Sexplorers. Love you.